Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're giving you the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending December 6th, 2014. The boys and girls play together nicely in this week's Top 5, as you'll soon discover. Let's start off in fifth place, where Taylor Swift falls two slots with Shake It Off. Taylor tours Australia next year, but fans in one city aren't happy. Hold on for details. Cause the players gonna play, 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 play. And my haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, shake it off. Heartbreakers gonna break, 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 break. And the fake is gonna fake, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Taylor Swift steps back two positions to number five with her former champ, Shake It Off. Next year, Taylor will tour Australia, but the city of Perth was left off the list. Promoter Michael Gudinski says it's all a matter of logistics. 3 days are needed to construct her outdoor sets, which didn't leave enough time to include the Western Australian city. Now, Perth got to host Taylor on her last tour, but Adelaide didn't. This time, the situation is reversed. Shake It Off, people. Holding in fourth place is Maroon 5, which later this month performs on a nationally televised award show. Keep it here for details after Animals. Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals, like animals, moles. Maybe you think that you can hide. I can smell yourself for miles. Just like animals, animals, like animals, moles. Baby, I'm... Maroon 5 spends another week in fourth place with Animals. On December 18th, Maroon 5 will perform at the first annual People Magazine Awards. Also hitting the stage will be 5 Seconds of Summer. I'm sensing a pattern here. Jumping into contention is a most unlikely pop hit, but I love it. Hozier rises three slots to third place with Take Me to Church, and you'll learn more about him after the song. Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God, let me give you my life.
Hozier is your newcomer of the week, jumping three slots to third place with Take Me to Church. Andrew Hozier Byrne is a 24-year-old singer from Ireland. Last year, he was still playing small gigs back home. Andrew says he recorded the vocals for Take Me to Church in his attic at 2 o'clock in the morning. The video for Take Me to Church went viral, and the song has sold more than 1 million copies here in the United States. He'll tour North America next February. Meghan Trainor stays put in second place with All About That Bass. For her follow-up single, Meghan used social media superstars. Stay with me for more.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass.
Meghan Trainor holds in the runner-up slot with her 4 million seller, All About That Bass. Megan's follow-up single, Lips Are Movin', is moving up the chart, aided by an eye-catching video. It's billed as the first-ever music clip created by social influencers. Stars from YouTube, Vine, and Instagram handled acting, choreography, makeup, set design, and other details. Taylor Swift is your countdown champion for a second week with Blank Space. Is Taylor fighting for a movie role? I'll tell you after the song.
Cause we're young and we're reckless. We'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless. Or with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. But I've got a blank space, baby. And I'll write your name.
Taylor Swift spends a second week at number one with Blank Space. Taylor reportedly wants to be in the upcoming movie The Secret in Their Eyes. It stars Nicole Kidman and Julia Roberts, who, word has it, would rather give the part to her niece, Emma Roberts. Who will get the part?
Who will top the chart next week? Join me in 7 days and we'll try to get some answers. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.